Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
SansPants Radio, Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
Hey, before we get into the show, did you know that plumbing the Death Star 1 cannot be stopped? 2 are doing a live show in Melbourne on June the 5th at the Comedy Republic. What? You didn't know? Well, that could either be due to the fact we have not advertised the show properly, or, more likely, you're a fucking idiot. Well, don't worry, tickets haven't quite sold out yet, but they're getting there. So if you're upset about the fact that I, mere moments ago, called you a fucking idiot and want to do something about it, buy tickets to our show. They're $20, and you can come and say whatever you want to my face. Frankly, I'll deserve it. So head to the Comedy Republic website, or simply scroll down to the show notes where there is a direct link to the tickets. Oh my god, we could not make it any easier. The future is now, everyone, so you've got no excuse. Unless you don't live in Melbourne, in which case, yes, I guess that is an excuse. Anyway, we'll see you there. June 5th, Comedy Republic, Plumbing the Death Star, Cannot Be Stopped, live show. Fuck. Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, is it really worth it for Bruce Wayne to keep his identity as Batman secret? Bruce Wayne is Batman. That could come as a huge shock to you, both the boys in this room and you, the listening audience.
What?
Exactly. Same guy.
John Q. Gotham.
Yeah.
What?
So,
same fella.
Fella that's a Playboy Mansion owner, fella, rich guy?
Rich. Yeah. Whatever. Whoever owns the Playboy Mansion, you have not.
Yeah.
Batman.
Who owns it now?
Well, Hugh Hefner's associates.
No one good.
Yeah. But, so Bruce Wayne and Batman, same guy.
Yep.
Bruce Wayne is a cover, right? For Batman, effectively.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, so
what is he getting out of that?
Bruce Wayne is one of those interesting super... isn't it like the Superman thing with Clark Kent, and Superman is like, Clark Kent is the disguise.
Which I've always disagreed with, but every time I bring that up, you yell at me. So never mind. I think Clark Kent's the guy. Superman and Jor-El or whatever, they're like, they're not really him. He's Clark Kent. He's a boy from Kansas.
Do you think it's the opposite for Batman then? Or do you also
I think Batman's Batman.
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
Okay. Batman's Batman. Superman's Clark Kent.
So you do think the opposite of Batman. You think
Bruce
Wayne is the disguise.
Yeah. He's not really Bruce Wayne. He's
and
Batman.
He's not really Bruce Wayne. He's Batmaning. Everything he does seems to be more like...
Yeah, he's Batman all the time. Yeah. And Superman's also Superman all the time.
Spider-Man
is Peter Parker all the time.
Yeah. I don't know if I agree with that.
So he's Spider-Man all the time.
No, I think he's an equal amount of each.
Yeah. I think Peter Parker / Spider-Man is a bit more driven from great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah.
Peter Parker's trying to be the best version of himself, which means at points he's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But he's still Peter Parker.
I think that's just a guy with spider power.
I think the same could be said for Superman. I think Superman and Clark Kent, same guy.
But no. It's the equivalent of like, because he's adopted. And then he finds out about his real heritage.
Yeah, but who he is truly is a boy from Kansas.
Like if I was adopted and I find out like, my birth certificate name was this. And then I'm like, well, I'm not going to call myself that. I'm pretty sure my loving parents who adopted me would be like, I see.
Adopted parents often encourage people to learn about.
So if you found out you were from space and your name was Duchel.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't
call you yourself Duchel.
You wouldn't be like, well, actually, I'm Joel Dusha because I've been Joel Dusha for 30
everything.
Years.
Everything. Yeah. Like, because like it changes who, like, I'm not human all of a sudden. Well, yeah. So then I'm
yeah,
like,
but
well,
you were raised for, yeah. human for yeah. years.
Like my mum was adopted and the name that she was given at birth is very much different to the name yeah. she has. And it, I guess like, you know, when she learned all that out and everything like that.
Because it's a choice.
Yeah. She never was
Superman
like,
Superman
oh.
made the choice that he's Superman, not Clark Kent, I guess.
But I just feel like both. If you choose your birth name as opposed to your adoptive name, it's a bit of a like.
It does seem
it
rude.
It does like, it seems rude to the yeah. people who raised you.
Yeah. But I guess it depends on the situation.
Yeah.
I guess it does, yeah.
But anyway.
Because in Superman's case, his planet exploded.
Yeah. It's not going back.
Yeah, there was no like he was. It was not like an adoption of choice. It was more like the child widow version or whatever it's called.
He's a child widow. Yeah, yeah.
I'm child widow.
Yeah, no, you parent widow.
Yeah.
Orphan.
That's the word I was looking for.
Child widow.
Orphan.
Yeah, orphan. That's it.
Widowed by his parents. Anyway. So Batman is always Batmaning. Clark Kent. We'll sort that out another day.
Yeah. We need to open that can of worms.
Spider-Man. We figured that one out.
he won't respond.
He's just a guy who's the spider.
He's got power.
He's Peter Parker.
Yeah. But Batman
is Batmaning all the time. So and when he's Bruce Wayneing, he's still Batmaning.
Yeah.
Why? So why?
What is it? What does it provide him? Who is he protecting?
I guess
he doesn't have any ties.
Okay, he's okay.
Except Alfred.
Yes.
Okay. Let's start with
no
that.
Ties. Except for that guy who raised him and treated him like a father figure.
But you know, Alfred's in as much danger anyway.
That's true. Also, I was going to say, and all his wards.
Yeah.
Does he have wards currently?
Yes, but he does. Wards? But those wards are in more danger when they're Batmaning.
That's true.
So the fact that he's Bruce Wayne.
Does he have other jobs?
No. They're like, oh, here's wealthy tycoon Bruce Wayne and his 50 kids. Whatever.
Because, like, Jason Todd doesn't, like, I'm going to go work over here.
He doesn't work at, like, a fro-yo place. Yeah. No. He's always Robin or whatever.
I feel like one of them could be a mechanic, but.
Yeah.
Or does that, is that the one where Batman's like, stop trying to steal my tires? Do you want a job?
Yes. Yeah, that's what you're thinking of. I guess my question
that's,
is.
That's
Jason Todd.
That's Jason Todd.
Yeah, it is Jason Todd, isn't it?
My question is, if Batman was like, hey, world.
Yep.
I'm not Bruce Wayne anymore. I'm Batmaning full time, baby. Uh-huh.
I hate this cowl. It makes me sweaty. Yeah. I'm taking it off. I'm keeping the ears for the bats, like silhouette. But everything else, I want my face there.
I've gone public.
Mm-hmm.
Would that negatively affect him in any shape or form?
So, Wayne Enterprises tanks.
Does it?
Yes, because his embezzlement becomes very obvious.
Oh, yeah, forget he's embezzling.
But they say, again, you're using, like, say, Tony Stark as an example here.
True.
Because he was like, who is this Iron Man?
Do you remember
Man?
What happens in Iron Man 2? He tanks the company.
I don't recall.
The company.
Iron Man 2, maybe the worst Iron Man.
And also at the end of Iron Man 1, Obadiah Stane tries to stop him because he's tanking the company.
Well. It's going to be like the people.
And then also Iron Man is like.
Also, I guess he's vigilantism, kind of working, that is a crime.
Just with the Iron Man comparison again, Iron Man is also making the suit in his house. Bruce Wayne is embezzling money from his company.
That's true.
What if the company pivots to be like, we're the Batman company?
What?
And it's all above board now.
But isn't Wayne Enterprises also kind of corrupt, and that's why Bruce is like involved in it to try and keep it? So trying to get them on board with I'm Batman.
But then he gets the controlling figure or whatever.
Yeah.
That's true. He's like, with my 51%, we're Batman Corp now.
Like, what's stopping that from happening?
If they pivot to be like, look, monorails or train? Okay, I have a very dangerous question.
Oh no!
I have a very dangerous question. What does Wayne Enterprise do?
Monorails? There are monorail magnate. His dad was a doctor.
Because there's like that thing in where he's the truck full of Wayne Enterprise supplies, and he steals from them.
Okay, there are research. And development company for industrial services.
Okay.
But they're like, they've gotten kind of like.
For tech stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I imagine they've gotten so big that they basically, I guess like in the same way that like Microsoft got big.
Okay.
Yeah.
What if, for example, Microsoft.
Silicon Valley. It's Silicon Valley, except imagine if Silicon Valley was just one building. Yep. And the city copped it.
Okay, so what if, for example, Microsoft, they were like, okay, so we've got all these computers, all this technology is doing amazing things, but we're also going to just put a little bit of money into a private militia? So anyway, so the new PC is coming out very soon. Anyone have any questions?
But it is Gotham, which does need protecting.
Yeah.
Do the people of Gotham...
So, Yeah.
Respect bad men.
Okay, because so the problem with the cops, right, yeah. they're like, hey, everyone's on the take. The mobs are giving them money, and there it is. What if Bruce Wayne is like, well, here's my private militia.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is being funded by Wayne Enterprises, so we have Wayne Corps.
Okay, so
and we have nothing but a militia of Waynes.
Okay, so Wayne Man. Wayne Man and the Waynes.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
They become a much easier target, I feel, because yes. like in a city,
yes.
It's the same way as if like you were starting and you just drop a gang in a city that's
yeah,
already.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
it would be very
which
easy.
Which is kind of what Gotham is, though.
Yeah, yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, so like it'd be very easy for like the exploding penguin fellas and yeah. the laughters, jokers fellas, whatever, clowns, whatever. Who cares yeah. what they're called?
Yeah, yeah. Laughing fellas.
yeah, laughing yeah. fellas and the
exploding penguins, laughing fellas and question boys.
Yeah. yeah, yeah. They're just like, okay, sweet. So the Wayne men are rolling in. We'll just blow up Wayne Enterprises.
Yeah, but that's why you'd have a lot of defense.
Yeah.
Around or Wayne Enterprise.
You just move Wayne Enterprises somewhere out of Gotham.
Or you'd, the Batcave. Yeah. Or you'd have the Wayne Enterprise, but you have a lot of satellite Waynes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Wayne Inc.
Yeah.
One might say.
yeah.
A Wayne in every city will yeah. be the claim of.
A Wayne in every borough.
yeah, yeah.
Every borough, every suburb, every state.
Wayne.
A Wayne.
A Wayne on every street corner.
yeah. yeah.
If there's a will, there's a Wayne.
Yeah.
It writes itself.
It's so easy.
Well, okay. Imagine in a real...
Life ain't a one-Wayne street, everyone. It's very easy. Wayne and Way sounding the same. Yeah, marketing department.
Well, there's a Wayne. Go your own Wayne.
Yeah. So
you could make recruitment. You could be a good driving force for, like, again, people get job creation.
Yeah.
Okay. Be your own Wayne. Oh, come on, this is good.
Well, imagine in a genuine crime-ridden city
yep.
where we knew the police were corrupt,
yep.
okay? Which is the case with Gotham. Everybody knows that Gotham's no good.
Everyone's on the take.
And somewhere publicly in real life, they were like, we've introduced a group of people who have a track record of no murder and of solving problems already that this city's currently mm-hmm. facing. They've just been doing it in secret. Now they're doing it publicly. Yeah.
They've been doing it, like, well, not in secret. Like, they've been doing, we've all seen it, yeah. but their identity is secret. So we're going to give them, what's it, like, amnesty? Or yeah. what's that thing when they write off all your crimes?
Diplomatic immunity.
Diplomatic immunity. You know yeah. that thing? They're like, we're going to forgive them for their past transgressions.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just want to double check.
A yeah. pardon.
In this place, yeah. in our future Gotham,
yeah.
Bruce Wayne says, I'm Batman.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
And then instead of being like, I'm just Batman full time, becomes Bruce Wayne full time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
then everyone working for him gets a secret identity of a Wayne.
Well, not a secret identity. That's just like, you know, how we say, oh, look, it's a fireman.
Yeah.
It's
a Wayneman.
Yeah, it's a cop. Yeah. It's a Wayne.
So it's not like their name's going to be Johnny Wayne.
No.
It's going to be
no.
John Wayne. Yeehaw. I smoked too many of them cigarettes.
Yeah,
rest in peace.
There's no like, you know, yeah, it's not like, you know, like the police people, your firefighters, yeah. Ambos, it's like you got your Waynes.
Yeah.
So it'd be
like under service.
Yeah. So it'd be like rather than being like that's Johnny Wayne, it'll be like that's yeah. Dick John, a
exactly.
Wayne.
Yeah, he's exactly. a Wayne man.
And there's nothing in the history of humanity, there's never been a problem.
We've never done this.
Where you have a privatized police force, it never goes wrong.
Well,
it never goes wrong.
I'm not
especially
arguing
when you deal with a corporation owning a armed force.
I will
to protect
say,
your citizens.
In this city of Gotham, yeah. where things have gone bad, the police
some, yeah.
already are a private
some,
militia.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need to go a little bit dictator. I get it. Get it.
I'm not arguing for private militaries.
Maybe the only way to stop a bad guy with some bombs is a good guy with some bombs.
Gotham
on our pay.
Is an exception.
These do not reflect our outside of Gotham views. You ask us the same thing in Metropolis, we're like, absolutely
no,
not.
Not
shut
at
it
all.
Down.
Metropolis. But Metropolis is doing well.
Yeah. So Metropolis has a guy.
It's not a shithole.
It's like we can see, we're across the bay. Hey, look at it. Hey, look over
disgusting.
There, the shining city.
Yeah, you're
city
right.
of lights. What yeah. are we? City of what?
Human waste. Yeah.
Human waste. No, but I guess you're right. Look, there
but
is
you know
never-
we could be, guys. Yeah. A city of Waynes.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's the Wayne forward.
Come
if
on.
I'm calling up Superman being like, they've gone private military. Get them laser eyes out.
Just
lock
in case.
It down,
just
start again.
Yeah. Just in case they get a little bit uppity.
Well, because I guess that is immediately the thing.
Yeah.
You make a private army. Well, Batman's made a private army. There's Gotham City, which are police department, which are corrupt. Then there's already private armies. Mm.
The moment you make Wayne's the private army is the more people you involve, the more chances for it to be corrupt. Because even though I'm getting a good take from, like, say, Bruce Wayne, I then, what if the Joker's like, and here's an extra tenner, open this door. You're like, well, that's an extra tenner.
But this is assuming we go private military where we make many Waynes.
That's true.
I don't know when that was our decision. But
what if we just do the whole Bat family?
Well, that's what I'm thinking, because it's already happening.
Oh, it's like a... It's like a small business, but for privatized militia.
Yeah. Because it's... all I mean is that it's already occurring. So they're currently doing it in the dark.
Yeah.
What if they were doing it in the light?
Yeah.
Superman acts with impunity somehow.
Because you can't stop him. It's a Superman. We tried that. We got a Suicide Squad. It didn't go well.
Yeah, that's true.
What are we? Some kind of Suicide Squad?
Green Arrow acts with impunity. Aquaman acts with impunity. So why doesn't Batman?
Mm.
You know, what's the secret identity even do for him? If I find out he's Bruce Wayne, who cares?
Yeah, again, looking at like, okay, so I guess he's protecting...
Who? Alfred? What?
But Alfred, you know... I think Alfred can look after himself.
Alfred is already... The amount of times Alfred has to fight off the Joker with a shotgun or whatever.
It's not like, say, Peter Parker pretending like he's not Spider-Man, because Aunt May is very much in the dark.
Yeah.
She an old frail lady sometimes. Yeah. It's hard to say.
Sometimes she's hot.
Yeah. Sometimes she's a horn dog.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. So with Alfred, he's in...
They should make him horny all the time,
I agree. Mm. That would make Spider-Man comics better for me.
Yeah. If, no matter the age...
Yeah.
Aunt May horny. That becomes her go-to stereotype.
Imagine like Sam Raimi Spider-Man, but Aunt May horn.
That's great.
Right? that bit really, where she's talking about like Jeff Wing or whatever in the bank, as opposed to him being like knocking you back for a loan. But she's like, well, what if we came to other arrangements?
Can we do anything? She puts her slippered foot in his crotch. Yeah. But the camera's down there.
And then he's just like, ooga!
Yeah.
Toby Maguire, age 45, has been like, Aunt May.
I'm 16. He sounds like a bit.
Yeah.
This is my Toby Maguire voice.
Yeah.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Stop what you're doing, Sandman.
Dr. Octavius Knight.
I'm going to munch you in your sand guts. He's yelling in a far way. That's why it's quiet.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Uncle
sense.
Ben Knight. Don't die.
What do you mean, J. Jonah Jameson? These photos are perfect.
But yes.
It's harder to keep your secret identity if that's what you sound like.
So if they get like a small, again, the Bat family just going like, here, is it about protection? Well, no, because Alfred is already in it.
Yeah.
The people that are close to Bruce Wayne is Alfred,
and
they're already in on the
wards.
Look, we're dancing around it, but he's old and will die soon anyway.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
A bad fall. Alfred's done.
A sneeze.
Yeah. He'll sneeze. He's so frail, he'll fall into the fireplace, burn up, ash.
Exactly. Gone. Who's Alfred? I don't know.
Alfred. Alfred! And he's gone. He's up. He's smoke coming out of the top of Wayne Manor.
So you got that? Okay, what about his villains? Right? So it's like, okay, well, they know where...
Joker knows who he is.
They know where he lives. Yeah. But most of them kind of already do, or it doesn't matter. It's a mansion. It already gets bombed everywhere.
Yeah.
Is it to do with the fact that it's like, hey, we're going to put them in Arkham?
Let's walk back to your theory that mansions just get bombed.
Well, Bruce Wayne's mansion gets bombed.
It's
so
not
I'm
an
so sorry.
Property of mansions.
Well, the two mansions I'm thinking of are the X-Mansion and Bruce Wayne's mansion. Okay. And, well, look... They got a track record.
Tony Stark's mansion, but he also says, hey, come bomb me.
That's
and then they
true.
Do, and he's upset about it.
That's three out of three.
Yeah. So maybe that happens. That's
maybe
a thing
you are right. Fair call.
Yeah. So all people in Arkham. And again, like he arrests them, or doesn't arrest them, but he like...
He beats them up until the cops come and they're like, well...
Wraps them up, ties to a pole. Can they even arrest them because they're not witnessing them doing
it? No. Realistically, no.
So they go to Arkham, which, again, isn't a prison because they're just criminally insane.
Yeah.
So, again, anything that he's doing isn't technically like they can't be like, oh, we're going to throw this out because it's not doing anything. Like they're not prosecuting them as criminals. They're making them criminally insane,
which
is another problem in and of itself.
Absolutely. The whole system's messed up.
That said, like, how is that going to impact, like, the people that are in Arkham? It's not.
I guess if he was Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
So Batman is not illegal. identity.
No.
He's not a legal entity.
Except in Batman and Robin, where he has a credit card. This is Batman.
Then he had to go to a bank. Which is cool.
Then I guess he'd have to get a Batman birth certificate.
Bat certificate. But Bruce Wayne is a legal identity. It's a legal entity. So does that mean that if he was Bruce Wayne publicly, he could be sued?
Yes.
Is that it? He can't be sued. You can't sue Batman.
If he made Batman like a proprietary limited, then he's very much protected. But as it currently stands, it's just Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
So then if, say, for example, he was punching those laughing boys or exploding penguin or the riddle question lads, if he injures them in any way, shape, or form, he could, I guess, be sued.
Well, I mean, vigilantism is still illegal.
Yeah.
But again, if everyone knows, everyone's like, okay, well, he's very rich and he's making up his own law. He got a law passed where he, Bruce Wayne, can Wayne around and then dole out his Wayne justice. If he then injured someone, they could sue him.
Yes.
Yeah. Right? I'm not quite sure how the legal system is in America, but I'm pretty sure it's sue happy.
Does that mean that Batman, the reason he's got a secret identity is just to cover his ass?
No, there's a lot of reasons. Because there's a lot of stuff we haven't touched on. Like, for instance, you reveal you're Bruce Wayne. That means that all of a sudden you have to be Batman 24/7. Sleep, not safe.
Well, he doesn't. He only nods off during business meetings. Yeah. So,
but that is sleep he's getting. That's that very funny sleepy. To think he's like, I need a fucking break. When I'm Bruce Wayne, I'm asleep. That's true, though. Yeah. Otherwise, he's expected to. But then he's got insurance? The Bat family. Yeah, insurance.
His insurance would go up the wazoo.
Yep.
Taxes, probably. Somehow.
It would protect anyone. Like, if he makes a friend, they're immediately in danger rather than at least. If they have a safe window for about a month.
Not even that. What if he just goes for a coffee somewhere?
Shot the back of the head.
That establishment is also now a target.
Yeah.
You'd have like no Bruce Wayne's allowed in anywhere.
He's just walking down the street looking at all these coffee shops and just have no Bruce Wayne's. It's like,
gee whiz.
I'm dying for a coffee. I haven't slept in 3 months for fear of someone putting a gun in my nose.
And Alfred makes terrible coffee. I'm going to say it when he's not here to hear me. I miss good coffee.
Master Bruce, I heard that.
I'm with you every step of the way, sir. I'm in your ears.
Yeah. I'm in your ears. I'm in your eyes.
In your mouth. Tasting your coffee. And it's fine.
What happened to us that we can only do the Beatles? We used to be able to do so many voices.
Hang on, I'll do one. Okay. I'm Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, hang
Fuck.
On. Boop, boop, boop. To me, my X-Men. Oh, no. Whoa! I'm Wario! Lick my balls! We're in real trouble.
When? Mamma mia! It's when? Me, the Mario Brothers! I'm from Italy!
Mario, I'm taller but a bit slippy!
I'm from Italy! How many syllables do you want to give Italy? Anyway, please help plumbing the Death Star. We can only do one accent. Something's gone terribly wrong for us. Yes.
That aside,
Batman can't get coffee anymore. Again, that's
like,
bad.
If he becomes like I am Batman and starts like this private militia where he's like taking care of business. He becomes a bit more of a target for like everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And imagine being, because Batman has been terrorizing the Gotham's underworld for so
that
long.
That is true.
Now imagine being the guy who was able to get a brick to Bruce Wayne's head. You would go down in infamy.
You would instantly be skyrocketed to in charge of a gang.
Yeah.
And all you'd have
to
theme yourself would be the brick.
Yeah.
I'm Brick Man.
Imagine, if you see Bruce Wayne mopily like walking around the main street of Gotham being like, I can't get a coffee. And there you are with a brick being oh my fucking God.
Just 10 minutes earlier, you picked up a brick from a construction site and you're like, I don't know why I need this, but this will come in handy
Destiny
later.
Destiny is calling.
That's so funny to be like, you got a brick and they're like, what is your gang? And you're like, with a bricky dick. Like
the tricky dicks.
Like tricky dick? Like Nixon? Yeah. Somehow Dicks. Brick Nixon is my name.
Brick Nixon.
Hi, it's me. Bricky Nixon.
Fuck. I wish I had more than a fucking 5 seconds to think of a gang name and supervillain title. Fuck.
Trevor, everybody, we are crooks.
Fuck.
Stupid.
There's a brick and Rick Nick. Rick Nixon.
Fucking Rick Nixon. Shit. Somebody see if you can get a cheap Richard Nixon mask. I don't know where from.
anywhere.
Can you paint it the color of a brick?
Red! Yeah, like a red brick or a brick pattern.
Like some lines.
Oh, fucking hell. Yeah, yeah, no, we can't have guns.
Hey, sorry, this is
going
on the line.
If you can make a gun that can shoot a brick.
Can you? You can make a square barrel.
Even that's not going to work. Good either. Oh, fucking hell.
Hang on, someone go on the other line. Hello, Brick. Rick Nixon speaking.
Yeah,
I can kill another guy with a brick.
Yeah.
It's okay. Do you have any like Nixon or like a brick costume?
Yeah.
What is that? You
just, I don't know. Like a onesie, but like, it's bricks like or something.
Edges. It needs to be square.
It's great to imagine.
But maybe
R&D.
A suit.
A suit that you spray paint a brick pattern on. Well, you think it's something.
I want about a suit, but with like the lining of it is like a brick pattern.
I'm starting to think killing Bruce Wayne with a brick wasn't worth it after all of this.
Hang on. They're testing the brick guns.
Donk.
Fuck! They don't really fire. They just sort of slide out and hit the ground.
Yeah.
I guess we can hold it above someone's head.
I gotta go. Okay. Well, poor Brick Rick Nixon. He's really suffering for this, for killing Bruce Wayne with a brick. So maybe it's good for Bruce Wayne, you know? Make worse villains.
I mean, it's bad for him because he's dead.
Okay. He doesn't have to put up with it, you
know? The Bat family's got to deal with it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, what about if instead of being public and outside the law, he tried to be public within the law as a division of the military or a police department?
So Bruce Wayne's like, I am Batman. I am now joining the police academy?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Making like hey, Gotham, GCPD.
Yeah.
We're like, okay, cool. I have a bunch of bat tumblers and bat bikes and batarangs. Yeah. A lot of bat theme things.
I went for a bat theme. Yeah. I don't know if you know.
Here's a gun. It doesn't shoot bullets. It shoots batarangs.
Yeah.
And this one shoots a grappling hook, but the hook is a bat.
Well, he
shape.
Signs up to be... For the police, they're like, here's your gun. He was like, that will not do. They're like, you have to take
You
this.
Will actually have to take a gun.
It's
no.
part of you.
Does it shoot? What does it shoot?
Bullets.
What? It's a
bullets.
Gun.
Bullets?
Yeah,
wait,
I mean,
wait, what do you mean bullets?
No, we mean it's a hand. We hope you don't have to use it.
Is it police themed? Does it shoot badges? What are you saying?
I'm Badge Wayne, the copper.
Yeah, but okay. even because, okay, so the situation
it's my
is...
My police-themed car. Yes, it's just a police car.
Of course it's police-themed. You're a cop.
What do you mean it makes so? Does it make the screech of a bat like a sonar?
Does it not make the screech of a policeman?
If I press it's like, cop! Cop! Cop!
No, for many reasons, that would be bad. No, but so Gotham is a unique case, right?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Which means that you could theoretically start a division of the military, or even a division of like... Of
you
like,
say Gotham military?
There should be.
I mean the American government is like, you have official sanction from the American government to fight.
So we're seceding Gotham. A little bit.
I guess.
Are we? Are you? Okay, so Bruce
making,
Wayne's like,
are we
I'm
making Gotham a step military
one,
state?
Step one, announce you are Batman. Step two, military coup?
Like... There are some wider implications here.
That's like being like, all right, hey everyone, Bruce Wayne. I'm Bruce Wayne's got an announcement. I am Batman. Second of all, I've ordered a nuclear strike.
Okay. What you could do here, though, you could get them working with a GCPD, and it could be as a this is a trial period.
Yeah.
We're working with the metas and the superheroes to see if they can work within the like the framework of the law.
Yeah.
Right. And now at least they're being held accountable.
Because currently they're outside the law.
Exactly. Yeah. So yes, I think this is probably the best solution. Because if they trial this and it works, then they have reason to go to, say, like, Flash and Green Arrow.
Someone else who has powers who's maybe a little bit harder to control.
Yeah. And then, like, work within the framework.
But I guess one reason why he's not doing it is that if it worked, then the other cities would look into doing it themselves. And I don't think Superman would ever acquiesce to... the same kind of like rigid system. You know what I mean?
True. Because again, you need to kind of like, you know your rights.
Yeah.
Or as in like ignore the rights of the citizens to be a policeman.
Yeah. Superman could never be a cop. You know what I mean?
No.
Yeah.
No, I mean, yeah, sorry. No, he could not be a cop.
He could.
Shut up. I reckon he could.
Because
you don't think that little policeman hat would fit his head?
Just by like the nature of his being and the fact that like, you know, he doesn't need a warrant to use his X-ray vision to look in what's in your car or your house.
Yeah.
And like, you know, Batman seems to not like being told no.
Yeah, I suppose, like, the main reason he doesn't... It's kind of selfish. It's like, yes. The moment he does, Batman is...
is now beholden to the law, yeah. The laws that we do. And because he was born very rich, he just feels a lot of the laws don't really apply
to
himself.
They don't apply to Batman. Yeah.
So therefore, why should he bother?
Wouldn't we just get... okay, Bruce Wayne is like, I am Batman. Step two, now I am a cop.
Yeah.
Step three, I am Judge Dredd, surely.
That's
except
true.
Without the murder.
Yeah, well, I guess. Well, maybe.
It depends when we get.
Yeah, it's a kind of.
But the thing is, like, who's going to stop that person? Because, again, like, we're talking about absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's a big problem when it comes to all the superheroes.
Great power comes great with Spider-Man. He'll stop it.
Yeah, he'll stop it. Yeah, yeah.
Good on him.
Well, thank you, Spider-Man. Thank you.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Adam here, resident dungeon master to the stars. Did you know that myself and Jackson host a show here on Sanspants Radio where we create and show off homebrew content that we ourselves have created? It's called House Rules, and if you've ever struggled for making your own content, then it may just be perfect for you. Some episodes will come in with stories, classes, and abilities that we've already made and tell you about them so you can see where we've succeeded and failed, and sometimes we'll even make the content on air so you can follow along at home and make your own, or even improve upon ours. Head on down to SansPantsRadio.com and sign up for a king-level subscription today to start listening.
But yeah, it's the kind of thing where it's just like, well, what's stopping Batman? Who's making Batman be accountable? His kids?
Who Batman's the Batman?
Who Batman's the Batman? Batman's who Batman's the Robins?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And also,
or who Robins the Robins?
Uh-oh. But you're right. Who Wayne's
who
the
Wayne's
Wayne?
Who Wayne's the Wayne?
But you're right, because...
Because, yeah, we don't know which Wayne he'll go.
Yeah. But you're right. Say Batman does start working as a division of Gotham Police, right? But then he's Batman, so he's breaking legs. Mm-hmm. He's throwing guys off buildings or whatever. Mm-hmm. He's, you know, and then they're like, Batman, internal review. You know what I mean?
You're fired.
You're fired.
And
you're
going
fired
to jail. And going to jail because of the crimes that you did, stopping other crimes.
Yeah. So,
stopping a bank robbery by putting 9 guys in the cemetery.
Yeah. And doing how much damage to the city by itself.
Mm.
You know, it's kind of like... he doesn't really care about collateral damage.
But then how...
also, he doesn't... again, let's just take The Dark Knight as a good example. So there's like... yes,
wrecks that truck.
Yeah, yeah. My brain wants to sing the X-Men 90s theme. I don't know why. You know, The Dark Knight. Yeah. Joker burns that money. The guy's on it. Everyone only just realized the guy was on it like 3 years ago on Cracked. Well done, everyone. Anyway, please continue.
So they've got like, all right, so the mob have all this money. It's dirty money. They're trying to find it. And their accountant chuffed off to China. Mm-hmm. And like, well, that's like...
this is by far the weirdest scene in this movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's like, well, the police can't get them because there's no extradition from China to the US. So it's like, well, what do we do? Well, we get back Batman because Batman has no laws and Batman has no like border.
He's above the law. Yeah.
And it's like, well, yeah, I mean, in theory, that's a good thing because you're like, oh yeah, justice.
Got him. But
got
also...
him. But is it?
Yeah. Is that something we should be happy with?
Yeah.
That Batman can just go to China and get a guy
again, and again, even though because we are shown that the person that what they're doing is very illegal.
Yeah.
We are shown what they're doing is like that. But there is like he's done his own version of due process, but that's not being shown to the public.
No,
that's not being anyone looking at that is being like, well, I guess that guy is now in prison.
Yeah.
Mm, okay, that's weird because like there is no due process there. We don't know the methods that he did.
Yeah,
which can lead to corruption.
I guess it's like if you imagine that there was a guy in Melbourne,
who
wore a balaclava and just went around and punched people whenever he wanted. Okay,
yeah,
and he didn't kill him, but he hurt him.
Yeah.
And then one day,
he was like, they're doing a crime.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this person. Oh, look. look.
He was smoking a joint. I punched him in the knees.
Yeah. They parked their car in a no standing zone and, punch in the back of the knees. Look, the meter expired, punch in the back of the knees.
He's got a cool way of fighting where he squats down to punch. Nobody's expecting that because you're swinging where his head was.
Yeah.
Anyway,
this guy hasn't paid his taxes in 2 years. Yeah. Back of the knee punch.
And then all of a sudden he's like on the news. He's on Sunrise with Koshy.
Yeah. And the cash cow.
And he takes up his balaclava and he's like, it's me. You know, like a wealthy billionaire in Melbourne. Are we going to be like, thank God we know who it is now?
It was Johnny Richman this whole time.
Yeah. Oh, great. Or are we going to be like, that man should go to jail. Now we can get him.
Cash cow's dancing. It's all happening.
I think it would be more like, of course it was the fucking billionaire.
Yeah, that is
true. Of course
it
was the fucking cunt over there with too much money being like, this is how all you other people should be living your life. Of course it was him punching down on the criminals who were doing all the petty crime and the low kind of category of crime. Of course it's him. He's not going after his good friends who are embezzling millions. Yeah. He's not going after his good friends who are like the reason they're like shutting down factories and all our people are like losing jobs. Of course not. Nah, he's not going after them at all.
Well, I guess
he's just going after the cunts, stealing some few things.
I'm thinking, why is he always going for the knees?
I mean, I'm also thinking that.
I think, like, with this comparison, it also, like, imagine Batman is real, and takes off his mask, and it's Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Elon Musk is like, hey, I'm Batman. Everyone be like, I hate you so much.
Yeah, I hate you more somehow.
I would be booing harder.
Yeah. I didn't think I could hate you more, but look at me
now
go.
Now that I know you can beat me up real bad, doesn't make me hate you less.
And instantly, now that I know you seem to have a grudge against knees.
And
why?
Instantly also with Batman, the moment you know that he's Bruce Wayne, you're like, the bat stuff becomes less spooky and cool.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's embarrassing.
It's very embarrassing.
You went
again,
for, ooh, bats.
Yeah.
You know?
And again, there would be a lot of people going, hey, well, how much did all this genuinely cost you?
Yeah.
And why didn't you put that into other things?
Also, I keep thinking like, oh,
build a train like your dad did, idiot.
Yeah. Remember the trains?
Remember the trains? Yeah, we love them.
We love trains.
I'm Batman. Shut up.
Give us the trains, dickhead.
Yeah. But I keep thinking like, oh, well, what's so strange about him coming out and saying I'm Batman? Because all he's saying is doing what he's been doing in an official capacity. And in my head, I'm like, what he's been doing has been good. But actually, Gotham's level of crime has not improved for like decades upon decades upon decades.
Yeah.
If anything, I feel Bruce Wayne or Batman is trying to keep it at a level that he can contain.
Yeah. So
if he doesn't go beyond, doesn't go below, but it's just constantly there because it gives him something.
So if he's like, I'm Batman, I'm like, why did the Joker's still around, dude? I've seen you fight him heaps of times.
What are you doing for this city, fuckhead?
The Penguin's short and really round. I reckon I could take him.
Have you ever tried to just punch him in the top of his head?
Yeah,
I reckon I
down.
Could.
Why are you not? Flip it, pick him up by his feet and throw him off a bridge. Wham!
Splush.
Yeah, I guess the moment he reveals that he's Bruce Wayne, he's all of a sudden accountable. And that's why he can never reveal his Bruce
100%,
Wayne.
Because he has done so many crimes himself.
Yeah.
That he could never admit to it, because as soon as he does, then there are a lot of lawsuits coming his way and a lot of, like, I guess, federal agents coming his way to arrest him, seize his assets, close down anything that he has control over, and just making him have a horrible time.
But he has saved the world multiple times. So it kind of comes down to the question.
Give me an example of one time where Batman has saved the world.
Well, maybe not the world.
Any comic.
But Gotham. I'm thinking in the end of The Dark Knight Rises, he flies away with the bomb, blows it up in space so it doesn't blow up in Gotham.
Okay.
You know, he saves us two ships in the Joker.
Yeah. He does save us them ships.
Probably multiple times it's been his ingenuity that saved the world in Justice League shit.
Yeah, that's true.
But my question is, and this is a question I love to ask, how many good things do I have to do before I can eat a baby orangutan? Because it's basically the same question.
Yeah.
How much good do you put in the world before you can do some bad?
I think the moment that you do some bad, you've lost all goodwill. It doesn't matter.
But
you
it's equalized.
No.
You are the most tainted.
Like, it's the same way that people get cancelled.
Yeah, I suppose.
It's like if Bruce Wayne did as much good as he came out and was like, whatever. Say he's not Batman.
Yeah.
Say he's just like, I am doing everything I can, being like a philanthropy, being like throwing money at like hospitals, schools, city beautification.
Batman
making everything amazing, right?
Yeah.
And then we find out that on his 60th birthday, he treated himself to a roasted baby orangutan.
Yeah.
I would be like, well, that has colored everything.
Yes.
Is the reason he is doing so much good because
so that
he's
can
always,
eventually eat the baby always, orangutan.
Always wanted to eat a baby orangutan. Has he always been eating baby orangutans? What else has he done?
Yeah.
Is everything just a cover so everything would be tainted. Everything would be kind of ruined, and it would be. Yeah,
so we'll take
no
the
back.
Dark Knight Rises instance, where he literally stops a nuclear bomb from detonating in Gotham, which would have killed, let's say, millions.
Yeah.
He then goes home and eats a baby orangutan.
In that scene at the end of The Dark Knight Rises, where he's eating with Catwoman, what's the name of his butler?
Alfred?
Alfred. Couldn't remember Alfred. Alfred.
It's me, Alfred.
And Alfred looking over his paper and seeing Bruce tucking into a baby orangutan.
Like an apple in its mouth.
Yeah,
but like, so you eat a baby orangutan. So, okay, he saves the bomb. Everyone's like, oh my God. And then 15 minutes later, there's a live broadcast on television of Bruce Wayne sitting at home eating a baby orangutan.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, I hate this man.
Yeah.
Isn't this milkshake ducking?
What's milkshake?
Isn't that the thing where it's like, oh, a person is like, does something, they go viral, and they're like, haha, what a great, oh, they are a terrible human being.
I suppose it would be.
It's literally like how, I don't know, let's just say like a successful band and you've written songs on one of these, like, let's say U2, for instance.
On they U2. Were part
of, yeah, right. You did Live Aid and well
yeah,
done.
Yeah, you're then, U2, I'm The Edge.
Yeah, good.
You get in a car after performing one of your concerts and you run over a school of apes.
Those apes were just trying to learn.
They just want an education.
They're crossing the road, you plow through apes and you're laughing.
Yeah.
The band's still like, it's still like, it doesn't matter how much good you've done.
No matter what, the moment you do one bad thing, you've tainted it all.
Yeah, but it's because the bad thing you want to do isn't like one little bad thing.
Then again, we still like Matthew Broderick. So
yeah. You can get away with it sometimes.
You can get away with it sometimes.
The answer is...
you could get away with it if it was in the 80s.
Yes. Well, I think it would just be like, it's great that he saved the day. It's a bummer about the baby orangutan. And that would be the discussion.
I don't think that's how it'll go. And I think
wouldn't be it's a bummer. I'd be like, that he saved us, but he's a monster who eats...
Crazy ate that baby orangutan live. Was he trying to prove a point?
Because that feels like a PowerPoint. He's like, you're under my thumb. I can do what I want.
Well, the next time I save the world, I'm going to be doing this again. Okay? This is my sweet reward.
Once again, I'd be like, of course. If we already know this was Bruce Wayne, I'd be like, of course.
This another, all makes sense. I got to get rich, the fuck out of Gotham.
Another rich piece of shit is just doing things because he feels, or they feel they are above
another
the law.
Another rich piece of shit doing good so we can eat baby orangutans. What's wrong with this country?
Exactly. Why do you think all these billionaires keep buying private islands maybe close to orangutan resorts?
To eat baby orangutan.
I don't know. So, I don't want to make any aspersions. But
so really, the reason Bruce Wayne can't ever reveal who he is because he's a criminal.
Yes!
He's a criminal of really the worst order, and he would go to jail.
He's a billionaire, so the fact he's a criminal and then like so blasé about it would make everyone hate him even more.
Yes.
There would be civil unrest, and the people that are living in Gotham that are feeling oppressed would then all of them a sudden be like, fuck Joker, fuck Riddler, I hate Bruce Wayne
get
the
Bruce
most.
Wayne. I'm going to brick him.
Yeah. And then brick Rick Nixon.
That's my thing. I'm not even happy that that's my thing, but you've stolen it, okay? Look what I had to do because I bricked him. You're just getting praise for killing him.
Fuck. Because I think Batman has some goodwill from the citizens, right?
Yeah.
It's a very similar to, like, you know, Robin Hood, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's got, like, you know, very goodwill to the citizens because you're like, yeah, fuck taxes.
Mm.
But then if we find out that, like, Robin Hood was also, like, the king, we're like, oh. So, okay, so the person in position of power here, like a lot of power, is choosing to dole out their version of justice onto the citizens.
Yeah.
And this becomes a huge problem.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I reckon it'd be good, though, if it turned out that Bruce Wayne was Man-Bat.
Yeah, me too. I'd be like, God, that's not
that makes, that makes sense. The guy's a scientist or whatever. He makes a Man-Bat.
It's good if he's like Man-Bat, but in a suit. When he's, I'm just regular Bat Wayne. Sorry, Man-Bat. Would be he'd be Wayne Bruce. I'm just regular Wayne Bruce. I wonder if Man Bat is Wayne Bruce.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
Probably not.
That would be crazy. A bat that is the size of a man couldn't run a company. Forget I said anything.
I already have. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Joel.
Bruce Wayne, fuck you.
Yeah.
No good.
No good. Get rid of him.
Shit.
I hate him now.
Yeah. Bricky Rick Nixon, though.
He's the man of the people.
You hate learning? Do you ever wish your brain would just fucking stop retaining new information and leap Harrison Ford in the Fugitive style from your brain and into a river? Well, do I have fantastic news for you? Shut Up a Second is the only podcast proven to waste the minutes of your day and the cells in your brain. Why drink to forget when you could get the same effects of a wine cask a day habit in a mere 45-minute chunk? Shut Up a Second is a podcast about literally nothing. Three people have heated arguments that will never amount to anything and spew facts that are either wrong or will never substantially change your life. Head on down to sanspantsradio.com to listen today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.